In Matthew 22, 37 through 40, Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Love God and love people. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. Make your pledge and help us love God and love people during Share-a-thon. 'Cause it all comes down to this, love God and love
people. Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for today. It is Thursday. It's day three, the last day of Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon 2026. As you heard, our theme is Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40, where Jesus told us the greatest commandment of all the commandments, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the great and foremost commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang or depend the whole law and the prophets. And so that's what we desire to do in our lives. That's what we desire to do at American Family Radio, American Family Association, is love God and love people and share the truth of Jesus and let people know that Jesus is mighty to save and keep people informed on what is going on so that we can effectively be the salt and light God wants us to be. And so back for day three is my good friend Bert Harper as he helps me through this $150,000 challenge hour. Bert, welcome to the program again today.
Thank you, Jeff. It's always good to be with you. I think we've been doing this about 3 years, which would be six share-a-thons,
yes.
twice a year. So, you know, it helps to have two to work at Share-a-thon. It just really helps, doesn't it?
It does. I remember the first one I did, Bert, I was a little nervous because I had never done this before. And so you kind of walked me through it and showed me the ropes. And I appreciate that.
Well, listen, I've been doing it a long time now. Years ago, it was just one station here in Tupelo, Mississippi. And then they would have it Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Thursday was Pastor Appreciation Day. And Brother Don Wyman would always have me to come over and be on it. And so I started early to be part of it. And then it's just a joy. And the energy with Share-a-thon is amazing. Now, I can tell you, it's a good thing they don't go 4 days. I think the gas tank would get kind of empty on the fourth day. So This is the third day. As Tim Wyman would say, this is procrastinator's finest hour. So this is the time.
So I had a first today, Bert. I normally give online, but I called in. I wanted to see what it was like to talk to a live person and had a great experience, even though I was kind of brain dead. They asked me for my zip code, and I gave them my zip code of my house in Spring, Texas. I don't know where that came in, but you know how somebody asks you a question that you know, like, what's your phone number? And you're like, yeah. I got to think about that for a minute.
Especially with cell phones, you know? We just don't use them that much anymore, yeah.
Back in the day, we used to remember phone numbers. Now we don't remember them. I barely know my own and my wife's. That's about it.
Right.
But anyway, so it was. This was procrastinator today, as you said, it was for me, and I got my pledge in, and it was funny. So he said, I told him how much, and he goes, now we'll set that up for a monthly recurring donation. I said, I don't know if I can handle that one, but I always like to give generously to American Family Radio, American Family Association, and Bert, you know, as hosts. We need to be leading the charge in giving.
Amen. My wife and I, we make it early. We're one of those that sends it in early, and we, you know, praise the Lord that we can, and I agree with you. I love AFR. I loved it before I was, you know, one of the hosts, and it's just so much information, help. The biblical worldview, the love for the Lord, the evangelism and missions. AFR is I'm just share with you. It's a great ministry, Jeff. I'm up close and personal, and I see it each and every day. And I've been on the board, and I know how that works. And work with Brother Don. I work with Tim, and it's a great ministry. And again, it is accountability is had by the board, and I praise God for the ministry of AFR.
Amen. Well, and anybody that knows this, that's been a pastor or has worked in church leadership, you know, whenever you have people together, the potential to have some disagreements and things like that is there. It's a family, and everyone knows what it's like when siblings disagree in the family and there's squabbles and things like that. But a healthy ministry, a healthy church, a healthy organization is going to deal with those God's way, because they do come. And Bert, you've been around American Family Association, American Family Radio for a long time. I mean, you've seen some situations where it's like, this isn't working out. Those are always difficult, but that's just the way it is.
It is. And again, I appreciate our leadership. They do their best to handle it as biblically as they can, and I thank God for them. And listen, I when I came on board, I said I want to be the least of the problems. You know, pastoring. you know, I made the deal after I quote not pastoring anymore. I'm going to be one of the best members, if not the best member, that pastor has to put up with. And listen, I know it's a cliche, but can't we just all get along? And yeah. Alex and I that do Exploring the Word, we talk about that. We talk about, let's, you know, be filled with the Spirit and let joy be a part of your life. And I just tell you, with Jesus Christ running in your life, it helps the get along. You're going to have some conflict, but you can have a conflict that's not as disastrous as it could be if it were not for the Lord.
Well, it's interesting, Bert, that on the first missionary journey, it's Paul and Barnabas, and then they have a falling out. They have such a disagreement that the second missionary journey, it's Paul and Silas.
Yeah.
And so, you know, good and godly people can have disagreements, and but we don't need to be disagreeable, but we can disagree to the point where we say we can't be together anymore. And you as a pastor, me as a pastor, we've no doubt had that with staff members. But here's the thing, when you handle things from the Lord's perspective, you can agree to disagree and still stay friends, and you can say this is not working and the kingdom is not being helped through this situation. And so all that to just say this, American Family Association, American Family Radio, and Tim Wildman's leadership, it's a healthy, excuse me, it's a healthy organization. And you can know as you give that you're making a difference.
You really can. And listen, again, to have the leadership that we do is such a blessing. And Tim at the leadership position just is so gracious and caring, and he desires to do that. And when you make a phone call at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net, you're continuing to help us to be that. And you know, there's peacemakers, and yes, there's a time to stand, but you stand in love, you speak the truth in love, and that's what we desire to do. And so I just thank God, and we helping people, and that's what the listener stories are all about. We get to hear some during the broadcast time, usually three or four during each hour. And Jeff, these testimonies really speak of how God is using AFR. Honestly, it's not what AFR is doing. It's what God does with AFR. As a pastor, I know that good and well. You know, far as Bert Harper and what I could do, it's so limited, and I would say going the wrong way, making decisions that wasn't quite as helpful as I thought it should be. But just like that second missionary journey, in place of them being one missionary journey, there was two, because Barnabas would take John Mark and go to Cyprus, and then Paul would take Silas, and he would head up to what is Asia Minor, Turkey today. So that's amazing what God can do, even in difficult times, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Romans 8:28 is such a great verse, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. And so even when we mess it up, and Bert, as you know and I know as pastors, we don't always make the right calls. You know, sometimes we make a mistake, and maybe with a good heart, maybe sometimes we get ahead of the Lord or we fall behind the Lord, but God doesn't throw us out with that. He still is working, and He can take our mess ups and He can turn them into something good.
Only God. There's some words in the Bible that I just love. One is, but for God, only God, continue, one another. These words, if you do a word study on these simple words, you don't have to go to the big complicated words, but those simple words, Jeff, and that's why I think AFR is important and effective, is because we're looking at some things that Jesus said for us to do. Go and make disciples. He said, go into all the world. He said, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to see you through. So when we depend on these promises that are secure and I would say straightforward, we can stand on God's word and stand in love and share the truth of Jesus Christ with love, although it may be hard, it may be difficult for some people, but it's still the word of God, and it will not return void. It will go forth and accomplish what He sent it forth to do.
Amen to that. Well, Bert, as you were talking, I was thinking about Isaiah 66, where the Lord says this, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me, and where is a place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things, thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word. And Bert, for American Family Association, for any pastor, any church, if you will preach the word of God, if you'll stand firm on the word of God, if you'll humbly come before the Lord, and when you open the book, you tremble, so to speak, because you have reverence and awe for God's word, God says, I'll look to you. I'll bless you for that, and I'll use you. Even if we can't see it, God will use us.
Amen. So we want to continue doing that. Again, I'll remind, we're in the middle or just starting, I should say, a $150,000 challenge. That means individuals have given a money and ask AFR to use that money so it will encourage others to participate and be a part of that, because that's so important. And when you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net, you're participating. Cheryl from Franklin, Pennsylvania has called in. James from Amarillo, Texas. And Melinda from Waco, Texas. Jim from Purvis, Mississippi. David from Dawson, Georgia. All of these have called in this morning, and they're saying, we want to be a part. We want AFR to continue. And Jeff, I just tell you, the promise that Tim has made and just the leadership has made, we're going to continue doing what God has called us to do, and that is to equip, inform, and activate people to be involved in our society, and then aid the church in carrying out the gospel and the Great Commission at home and in foreign lands. And because of the internet, we're able to go anywhere in the world that has the capability of picking up internet. That's amazing. It's a worldwide ministry, not just a national ministry.
Amen to that. Well, remember, the Lord has called us. Jeremiah 29:7, as He said to the exiles, He says to us, seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare. We are to be salt and light in our communities, in our neighborhoods, where we live, in our cities, and make a difference as we stand up for Jesus, as we love God, love people, and speak the truth in love. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, along with Bert Harper, and it is the last day of Spring Share-a-thon 2026. The number to call for your gift is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go online, afr.net. You can give a one-time gift, or you can become a Great Commission partner, and with a monthly pledge.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
I happened to come across AFR station a few years back, and I've been listening ever since. And I listen to 88.3 or 89.1 and listen to you from 7 to 4. I'm an Amish guy, so I'm not on social media, but I love listening to AFR, especially Today's Issues and Todd Herman. And it being a Christian radio station, I appreciate that. Thank you, and God bless you.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call and pledge your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net and help us love God and love people on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. It is the last day of Spring Share-a-thon 2026, and we're in the midst of a $150,000 challenge. And so, Bert, Randy was telling me that we're doing really well in terms of numbers of people that have called in or gone online to pledge their support. We're at 11,000, is that right?
We are, and the numbers are growing. And this is, again, I know I've quoted Tim two or three times, but he and I think a lot alike in a lot of ways. And he says if the number of people call, that goes up, that means the money will follow. And he said, concentrate on the number of people who call and contact through internet, concentrate on that, and the money will come. Because God can multiply money. He really does and has done that. So the numbers are going up. It's looking great. And this $150,000 challenge, it really does encourage. Have you noticed this, Jeff, in your ministry? People that have the gift of giving, God usually uses them as givers to encourage others to give and the joy of it. I've observed that, brother.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great blessing from the Lord to be able to give. As Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And when we give, especially when we give to, you know, you can give to people that are in need, and that's a good thing to do, but that's not necessarily impacting, you know, the kingdom in a big way. But when you partner with other people to say, hey, I'm pooling my resources with Bert and Jeff and many, many others, the thousands of others, then, you know, together we can make an impact in the nation and beyond. Bert, as you were saying, because of the internet and things like that, American Family Radio can be heard all around the world.
Years ago, there was a man called Ron Blue. Now, it may have been before your time. He was a financial advisor out of Atlanta and just a great man of God. And he would teach about compound interest. And he would talk about how if you could get that into compound interest, how your money would grow. Well, here, when you give at AFR, it's a compound gift Okay? By that, I mean the other program that you're a part of on our lineup is From His Heart. That's the ministry God has brought you into and led you into, and you continue it besides doing Real Truth for Today. And so what that means is people like Dr. Adrian Rogers, David Jeremiah, Dr. Dobson, I mean, some of those, they're going to be of the Lord, but they continue. So when you help John MacArthur, when you are able to give at Share-a-thon and give that, you're also compounding it by your increasing their ministry to be heard on the on our network, on the stations, and then the on the by podcast. So you're giving. Listen, that's why the pledges are so important, because the money is compounded. I'll put it that way. Makes it a great gift, doesn't it?
It really does. So the number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. Okay, Bert, I gotta mention this. So I felt led this morning to make a post on Facebook, and I don't know if you ever heard about this, but this was from a Time magazine, online magazine article, and the year was 2020, February 8th, 2020. Here's the headline. You know, we're concerned about what's going on with America and Iran and the Strait of Hormuz and all that stuff. Here was the headline in 2020. Majority of New Hampshire Democrats would prefer a meteor extinguish all human life than Trump get reelected. And that's just unbelievable, is it not?
It is. When you said 2020, I thought you were going to COVID, so you surprised me there. I thought, well, they'd rather be hit by a meteorite than to face COVID. No, I'm telling you, it is Trump's whatever deranged syndrome.
Derangement syndrome.
Yeah, and listen, I understand why people would not like him personally, okay?
Yeah,
that's get it. But as a believer, and you see what all he has done to help, I am, I'm amazed. Ben Franklin, one of our founders, our 250th anniversary as a nation is coming up. And by the way, that gift is the Constitution. We get you five of those booklets and five bracelets that says, "In God We Trust," and celebrating 250 years. What an opportunity it is. But Ben Franklin said, you better be careful, and I'm paraphrasing, how you help the poor or they'll never want to get out of their poverty. Mm-hmm. And so what you do, here's what government should do. It should free and enable. When I say enable, to grow, not enable to stay, but enable to grow. Mm-hmm. And with all my heart, I do believe that our system of government that was set up in the listening to the word of God about, you had a king, you had those that were judges, and then you had those that were priests, and deciding issues and what to pass. The three branches of government that was set up, their foresight and their knowledge to look at that, as I studied it as a kid and as a teenager and a college student, I was amazed. I'm even more amazed today at what God led those men to have the vision to do. And I do believe that President Trump sees that and loves America and wants to proceed to keep it that way. And so I pray for them that will succeed.
Right. And especially in this situation with Iran, you're dealing with religious lunatics who they love death as much as we love life, and they say that's their motto. And it's difficult to go to the negotiating table with somebody like that, because their only playing card is you die. So here's what I encourage all our listeners: in the midst of everything going on and all that you're hearing, 1 Timothy 2. First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority. Trump is not a king. If Trump were a king, we would have the no king. You wouldn't have the no kings rally. You try that in Iran, you'd be killed. But for all kings and all who are in authority, he is an authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. And so we need to be praying for him. I know he's being criticized mercilessly by the left. And no matter what the guy does, he moves to the right, they say he should have moved to the left. He moves to the left, they say he should have moved to the right. You can't win with those people because they hate your guts. And if this poll is any indication, if the majority of New Hampshire Democrats would rather be annihilated and everyone annihilated than Trump to get reelected, well, that's somebody that is not thinking straight.
They really are not. And we need to have a biblical worldview which knows a little bit how they think. It doesn't mean we think that way. I remember playing basketball in high school, and we were coming up on a good, really, really good team. We would practice with the others on our team, one another, and they would have the defense that we were going to face. They would have the offense that we thought we would face, to prepare for them. So we would, when we got to the game, we would know a little bit about the enemy. The Bible says we're not ignorant of Satan's devices.
Right.
And I just tell you, the lying, blame, and all the things that's going on are Satan's devices against righteousness. And doesn't mean everything we do is right, just like we were talking about the pastor. I've made more mistakes than I wished I'd have made. And it's not everybody's going to be perfect. But when we're headed in a direction that is helpful, Jeff, man, we need to pray that we'd keep going there. And I'm praying we are going in the right direction. And I feel like AFR is going to help. We're not just saying everything you do is okay. No,
right.
We
right.
want to hold up righteousness as the standard and follow Jesus Christ. And when people are doing that which is helpful and good, praise the Lord. When they're doing that which is harmful and evil, we want to stand against it. So when you call 877-616-2396, I would just say you're saying keep it up, keep doing what God would have you to do.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, Randy, let's hear a testimony from a listener.
Hey, this is Bobby. I'm from Virginia. I live in California. I've been totally blind all my life. I've been through a lot. My mother died. My stepfather wasn't so nice to us. I love faith, family, and freedom. I'm a brand new listener, and I love y'all, and give my regards to the rest of the staff, and tell them to keep preaching God's word. I'm proud of y'all. Let's keep preaching the word of God for lost souls. I'd like to see everybody in heaven someday. God bless.
Amen to that.
Amen.
I want to see more people in heaven too. And Bert, I was preaching last night, and the coming of the Lord is near. And so we don't know when the Lord is coming. We just know the Bible keeps telling us, hey, be ready, be ready, be ready. The Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. And so I always encourage our church family. I said, we need to give and to invest in the kingdom of God, because only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last.
That's what's going to happen in heaven again. When we get to heaven, I think we're going to see some people, and we don't even know they influenced us. But one generation influences another generation. And we've had people, we hear folks, we're standing on the shoulders of giants. And a lot of folks who are listening to this radio network, they didn't know anything about Don Wildman, who founded this ministry, who started the first radio station right here in Tupelo, Mississippi, read an article about transmitters and how he could put them in certain areas where the FCC said you can have a radio station. You didn't know anything about that, but because of him, we're able to have this whole network. And it was because people were giving and helping then, and now we can give now, and we're helping and continuing to do that. And so I pray that you would make that call at 877-616-2396. I love towns like this. I get to look at the screen that tells people's names and you know, everything, where they're from. I just noticed too, and I love states that are in a state, like Wyoming, Michigan, Delaware, Ohio, Iowa, Louisiana.
Yeah, we have Paris, Texas.
And so you have all of these things going on. And these people, one more thing about Brother Don, he started it in these small towns. He had looked the transmitter, and it would be in a smaller town and where the grassroots of America, a lot of them live, right. You know, and right. He would put that radio station there, and people would flock to it and were encouraged by it, and they would help spread it and share the money to help build others. And we're still doing that. That's still the same philosophy. Now, we've been able to go to larger cities these days and get stations in close to them, and it's been a blessing and helpful for that as well. But we've seen God just use people who God uses their gifts to expand the ministry of AFR. And when you call 877-616-2396, you're continuing to do what Don envisioned us to do.
Hey, Bert, would you share with our listeners, you know, those that just know American Family Radio, they don't necessarily know all the things that American Family Association does. Can you just kind of tick off some of those things for us?
Okay, the first one I would mention is the news. Not only do you hear the news, but the news also, we have affiliates where they take our news. Fred Jackson was telling us about the newscast is heard in North Pole, Alaska. Can you believe that? In that, but we have the news. We have the Stand, which is the used to be the journal. It's sent out once a month, and it's online and it's in print.
Great magazine.
We have the studios that mainly make documentaries. Now, early on, they made others, but they concentrate on documentaries. The Culture Warrior about Don Wildman. We have 1MillionMoms.com that activates mothers and women and others to look at society. It may be a movie that's come out or a song or something like that you need to be careful. They watch for that. We also have the whole idea of legacy, of building a legacy. We have Riley Wildman that helps do that, and those that are with her that helps make wills. And
the foundation.
Yeah. So there's a lot of ministries that go on that are behind the scenes that we necessarily don't promote all the time, but they're there and they make a difference in people's lives. And so we thank God for how God has expanded Don's vision into multi-layered and a vision that only God knew about.
Well, I love, Bert, the movies, the documentaries that you're talking about that American Family Association has produced. In His Image is such a great documentary that talks about the transgender situation, the God Who Speaks, how we got our Bible, and giving information there. There's a one that was promoted in the latest Stand about the first and second great awakenings. I have not seen that yet. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that one. I'd heard about it, hadn't got to see it yet. I'm going to, because I'm just telling you, I think we may be in store. I heard this. A lot of people are seeing God operate. Matter of fact, on another news source, I'm not going to tell you, they're doing a one revival, and it's going into what God's done in the past, but it's talking about what God is doing to now, and it's on a major network that they're seeing what God is doing, and we're seeing it. And Jeff, we want to not only hear about it, we want to share the good news and spread it. Revival spreads, doesn't it?
It really does. So let me encourage you, if you haven't done it yet, as Tim Wildman said, this is Procrastinator's Day, the third day of Spring Share-a-thon, and that he was talking to me because I called in this morning and gave my pledge. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online, afr.net. And it's a $150,000 challenge for this hour. Bert, how are we doing?
Well, I'm telling you what, the numbers are going up. I'm going to do some math and subtraction and find out how many we have had to call in this first two segments. And we got another segment to go, so it's going to grow. So I'll do the math and figure that out.
All right. Very good. Well, call in and be a part of something great that God is doing through American Family Association, American Family Radio. As Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. So give generously, give cheerfully, and know that God will use it and He'll bless you for it. We'll be right back.
My name is Scooter Noland, and I have had the privilege of serving Hope Church in Tupelo, Mississippi now for the past 12 years. I've also had the joy of serving on the board with AFA for the last 5 years. When I think of the purpose of AFA, it really goes back to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. He says that we're to be the salt and the light. I think AFA really does a super job at equipping Christians to live out the words of Jesus, to be salt and be light in dark places. As a board member and pastor, I can't think of a better organization for you to continue your support, or maybe today you begin your support financially of AFA. I see behind the scenes, and I see on the front lines the impact that your generous giving makes.
Good morning. My name is LaFawn. I am from Boykins, Virginia. I listen to AFR every day. It's become a part of my life for, I guess, about 5 to 7 years now. I started out with exploring the Word, and I love the Washington Watch. I love to listen to Dr. Baruch Korman and JJ and John in the morning and the Israel Report and the AFR News. There's just so many things that is such a blessing to me. I have the app on my phone. I listen to the music whenever I can at work. And just everything about AFR has blessed me and my family and my life. And it's a part of my daily life. Thank you so much for all you guys do. I love you. God bless.
Love God and love people.
Jesus told us to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. Make your pledge and help us love God and love people during Share-a-thon.
Love God and love people.
Welcome back to From His Heart, Bert, to Real Truth for Today. From His Heart is the preaching ministry that I have on American Family Radio. But you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here with Bert Harper. It's the last day of Share-a-thon 2026, Spring Share-a-thon 2026. And we have a $150,000 challenge going this hour. And we are hoping to get there. Bert, how are we doing on that?
We are doing great. If my math is correct, and I majored in math, by the way, for 2 years where God told me that wasn't what He wanted me to do. But so far, if we're not right, if I'm right, we have close to 350 people that's called in the first two segments. If we could get 150 in the last two, that'd give us 500 people calling in. Now, I'm telling you. Now, here's what's amazing. I was looking at this, and we right in a row, I have the list. Joyce from Winchester, Virginia called, and Jack from New Bird, Oregon called. From Virginia to Oregon to all places in between, people are calling in and making their pledges and letting us hear. And it's saying, keep up the good work, continue doing what God has called you to do. So when you call 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net, you're helping those numbers grow. And as I said, as the pledges come in, I look at the money. It goes up, too. That's amazing how that works, Jeff.
Well, no gift is too small. You may think, well, you know, I only have $20 or $50 or something like that. But, hey, you can be a part. Bert, you had mentioned yesterday about how Jesus pointed out the widow that gave the two small copper coins. Jesus said she gave more than all the rest because she gave, it was a sacrificial gift. It was all she had, but she was willing to give it. And I remember Adrian Rogers, when they were doing a fundraiser at Bellevue Baptist Church, he said, it's not equal gifts, but it's equal sacrifice. Yeah. And so everybody can make the same sacrifice. God has blessed some people with more resources than others, but we can still give cheerfully, generously to the Lord's work.
And when you do, God just says, he says, I'll pour it back on you. Now, one of the most amazing truths, and I try to see some unusual things not in the Bible, and the children of Israel, okay, when they were in the wilderness, their clothes, they didn't have a department store to go to. They didn't have a shoe store to go to. But guess what? Yes, he provided manna day by day, but he also provided that their clothes and their sandals, shoes, they didn't wear out. And I don't know about you, I've had tires on my car, especially early on in those early days when I didn't know where in the world I was going to get the money to buy one tire or three or four. But God would just help the tread stay strong. He gave me suits. I called them asbestos suits when pastors had to wear a suit nearly every time they went out.
Yes,
you know.
We were all excited about that.
We were. And there was a suit, man, I'd spill stuff on it and it would still just roll off. And you know, God gives in many different ways. Sometimes he sustains it, and sometimes he refreshes it, and sometimes he gives you something new. But God is able, isn't he?
He is. And, you know, Malachi says that, that when you honor the Lord from your wealth, he rebukes the devourer that wants to you know, chew up your wealth. And so God can really stretch that dollar, and he can make things that we don't think, you know, just like the little kid's lunch that fed the multitudes. God can do that today. And Bert, I had a customer one time when I was selling chemicals for an Alco chemical company, and he had a little thing on his desk, a little plaque on his desk, said, God has not lost his recipe for manna. And God still does miracles. He can still meet your need, my need, our needs, as we trust him.
Amen. I love that. I have not heard that. And what's amazing is what manna means. What is it?
Right.
I've got quite an imagination. Part of, still, I know you put away childish things, but it doesn't mean you put away childish faith and some understanding. I believe that manna was, it would taste just what you liked best. I mean, you know, doesn't that make sense? Since, you know, just think, they'd go out there, what is it? Some people, man, this tastes like meat. This tastes like fruit. This tastes like fresh vegetables. What is it? And only God, Jeff. That's the God we serve, isn't it?
He really is. And, you know, the Lord is good. As the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Three things I tell our church family all the time on a regular basis, Bert, is there are three truths that every Christian needs to have chiseled in his heart, in her heart. God is good. God loves me. And God works all things together for good to those who love him. When we have those three things down that are just rock solid, there's nothing that's going to shake those out of your heart. You can handle any trial that comes your way because you never question God's goodness, God's love, or God's ability to work that together for good.
Amen. I think that's why the song, The Goodness of God, has hit so many people's heart. God is good. And I know it said God is good all the time God is good, and he is. And does that mean I understand everything he's doing, Jeff? No, it does not, but I trust him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen. I love that verse in Jeremiah chapter 9. It says, "Let not the rich man boast of his riches, let not the mighty man boast of his might, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, but let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth, for I delight in these things, declares the Lord."
Hallelujah.
Well, the number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net, and we are pushing for this $150,000 challenge. Hey, Bert, tell us how that works, the $150,000 challenge.
Well, the $150,000 has already been given. Again, people mail it in early. Jeff was talking about he made his contributions today. Jan and I did it early. And those, they asked permission, can we use the money that you send in early to challenge others to join you? It's not necessarily, quote, what a match is, but right, it's similar to that. In other words, this money, we have it, we praise God for it, and he's already met needs, but right, he wants to multiply that. And here's what you're doing. You're multiplying what God has already given. You're being a part of that promise that he has said he would put it in, he would shake it together and press it down, running mm-hmm. over. And right, when you're giving that to this challenge, it's causing it running over, and we have the ministry that we need to put up the towers, to have the electricity bill paid, to help the employees live. It's so much, and I go back, it's compounded. This is kind of what they're doing now, is compounding what God's done.
Amen. You know, I don't know if the listeners realize how extensive the ministry is, and it takes people to run the ministry, and doing radio across the country is not an inexpensive endeavor. And so when they partner with American Family Radio, American Family Association, you're helping the ministry continue to grow strong, to reach more and more people for Christ.
You really are. And again, when you see how that works, and okay, I've been involved with AFR, AFA for a long time. I was involved in AFA before there was an AFR. And when we had just AFA, we had a crew. It was small, wasn't real big. But the time we started adding radio, okay, we added one station. Well, we had to have some, you know, we called them DJs back then, you know, and we had to have them. We had to have board ops. We had, but most of the radio personalities, they ran their own boards, you know, uh-huh. and so you had to have some engineering. You didn't have a lot, but then we became a network and more stations. Then we added the internet, and each time we grew, that mean we had to have people involved in helping to continue it, maintain it, and grow it. So it has expanded into a great ministry, and again, not just national, but because of the internet, it's global, and yeah. We're just excited about what God has done and is going to do. And when you call 877-616-2396 or give online, you're helping us to not only stay here, but it's helping us also to look visionally and see where else God wants us to go.
Well, and listeners need to remember, you know, AFR is 24/7. And so that's a lot. That's a lot of content that needs to be produced. And Bert, correct me if I'm wrong, but you have people there. We have people there all the time, because
have to be. Yeah.
If you can only run on automatic for so long, those things can have glitches and things like that. So you have to have somebody there to make sure things are running correctly.
You do. Well, I'm in the hallway where my office is down from the white room where the brains are, you know, quote, mm-hmm. the brains, I call it that. And every once in a while, a light and a whistle will go on. And that means there's a break in the broadcast. And you ought to see the guys, man, they run to find out what's going on. I stay in my office and get out of the way because I don't know which buttons to push. But that can happen. So we have to have people here, like you said. And if that happens, we got to respond. And then we have towers, and we send guys out all the time, but some people, they're so far away, we've been able to contract others to go and make sure that that transmitter, that translator, they're working properly. So it's a massive, massive project that we're involved in.
Amen to that. Well, let's hear a testimony, Randy, from a listener.
Good morning. My name is Greg from Shelby, Ohio. Just a note to say we are grateful to God for the AFR AFA ministry. My wife and I appreciate the continued growth of AFA. The podcast option for daily programs and the lineup podcast for once a week programs are a real blessing for our review and repeat listening. Thank you again.
Amen. Well, and you're a part of that. You're a part of helping people grow, helping people learn the scripture. You know, Bert, one of the things I think it's good for us to do, the longer we've been Christians, is to go back and remember what it was like when we first started with the Lord. Everything is new. You're learning new things. And those people that came alongside to help you grow as an you know, an infant Christian, as just somebody that's just been born again. I was 17 years old when I was born again. I didn't know beans from potatoes concerning the Bible. I had to learn, and everybody has to start somewhere. But as Peter says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's why Adrian Rogers is such a hero of mine, because when I was a new believer, he was the one I listened to, and I learned so much from him.
Amen. Listen, being close to Memphis, Tennessee, where Bellevue Church is located, and Dr. Rogers, I would hear, but he also had some, you know, they'd print his sermons, you know, and if I listened to him too much, my wife would notice, man, you're saying a lot of these cliches, yes. But you need to watch too. That, you know, yes. Because that he was, I'll just be frank with you, he was my favorite. But the thing that he did one time, I remember they would have what we'd call deeper life conferences, walking with the Lord. And they'd have that at Bellevue, and they would have Bertha Smith, the great missionary there, Peter Lord, Jack Taylor, so many but one. And he'd introduce this one. He'd say, now everybody wants to know who feeds my soul, who do I listen to? And it was a man called Ron Dunn. Did you ever hear any of Ron's messages?
Yeah.
Listen, and one of the that I said, okay, if Dr. Rogers listens to Ron Dunn, I want to hear that man, you know. And
yeah.
And that, does that not show the influence of mentorship though? Does that,
yeah.
I mean, it really does. It matters what you listen to, and that's why AFR, I believe with all my heart, with the Bible teachers that we have, you, Jeff, David Jeremiah, so many others are so effective, because people are listening, and like you was talking about, listening to Dr. Rogers, and it influencing us so much. We're influencing others, so we want to keep the work up, influencing them for Christ, don't we?
We do. And the other thing I appreciate about American Family Association is just because someone has the ability to be on the radio and say, hey, I'll pay you to get on the radio, that doesn't work that way. You have to have conservative biblical theology that is in line with you know, with the Word. And you, AFR doesn't have people that are way out on the fringe.
We do not. I've been called in several times by people who make those decisions, and they say, listen to him or read him or this and that. See what you think about it, Bert. And some, I said, man, this is great. Others, I said, well, I just don't know for sure.
Yeah.
And if I didn't know for sure, they usually say, well, we're going to wait then. And so I praise God for the biblical content, the biblical worldview, whether it's issue-oriented or Bible teaching. Listen, or the combination, what you do is a combination of that, Jeff. You do it such a great way. Yeah, you have interviews, and you do this, and you teach, but you bring in the scriptures just like you have, and it makes for an awesome, balanced biblical worldview. And praise God for what God has done, and he's continuing to do it.
Amen. Okay, did we get to 500, Bert?
Okay, I'm doing the math right now, and we are at 455. So we need, we count the the news is part of our hour.
Okay.
So we've got five more minutes for 50 folks to call in and say, hey, I want to be a part of what God's up to.
That would be great. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for today. And Bert, it's been a joy to be with you for these 3 days. Don't miss out on Spring Share-a-thon 2026. Call that number, 877-616-2396, or go online, afr.net. God bless you.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.